This is a civil defense message for Monday, July 23rd at 4 in the afternoon. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory reports that eruption activity continues from Fissure 8 into the lava channel, sending flows to the ocean entry at Ahalanui and producing a large lava plume. Following last night's collapse event at the summit, overflows were reported northwest of Kapoho Cone but stalled before threatening any structures. The southern flow margin at the ocean entry remains unchanged. The volcano area is experiencing poor air quality due to easterly winds. The earthquake activity in the area continues to cause road damage on Highway 11. Motorists are advised to be alert for changing road conditions, especially between mile marker 28 and 32. The following guidelines remain in effect. Check all utility connections of water, gas, and electricity for potential damage from earthquake activity. In areas of high SO2, limit outdoor exposure and stay indoors with the windows closed. If the air quality becomes too poor, leave the area. Do not access the active flow field due to extreme hazard. Be aware that channel overflows and other breakouts are possible on the active flow field. Disaster assistance is available island-wide to individuals and businesses in Hawaii County that have been affected by the Kilauea eruption. The Disaster Recovery Center, located at the Keao High School Gym, is open daily from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. If you need a ride, buses run between the two shelters and the Disaster Recovery Center. Access placards are available at the Civil Defense Office located at 920 Ululani Street in Hilo. We are on watch 24 hours a day for your safety. This is your Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency.